We are 100 not out for Urgent Bytes. So it's time to talk some CPD. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Byte, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I have some urgent care relevant CPD opportunities to discuss. First up, next week is Wound Awareness Week. The theme of the week is burns and scalds. The New Zealand Wound Care Society is holding a free webinar on Monday the 26th of July, that's this coming Monday, and it's been approved by the College for CPD. It is at 6:30 in the evening, and you can register via the link in the show notes or via the New Zealand Wound Care Society website. One of the presenters on the webinar is our very own Director of Clinical Training, Dr. David Sorrell, and he reports that the other speakers are all fantastically knowledgeable about burns and their management. This will be a great session to join, and then for the rest of the week, you can follow the various activities around the country that are focusing on burns and scalds. So if they're in your area, why not check them out too? We see a lot of burns through urgent care, and the correct management is so important. We need to manage the community ones correctly and recognise when we need to involve specialist care. So this is a webinar we should all get along to. As I mentioned, the above course has been approved for CPD hours for the college. This means that anyone attending can add it to their e-portfolio and thus meet their requirements for the year. Now that the COVID waiver is long gone, this is obviously something we need to be thinking about throughout the year. One of the upsides of the last year or so has been the realisation that remote working and learning is possible, convenient, and makes financial sense. It has been great to be able to attend webinars, both live and recorded, and get peer support and learning all from the comfort of your own home. Indeed, one of the underpinning goals of this podcast was to enable our members to have access to regular, urgent care relevant CPD, delivered weekly to the podcast app of your choice, and to be consumed at those times of your day when not much else is going on. Getting CPD on your drive to work is a great use of time, and watching a webinar while cooking is very satisfying. Not having to travel, pay for hotel rooms and babysitters means that CPD is not only more accessible, but it's more equitable and better for the planet. So keeping up to date with your CPD has never been easier, and there is not really any excuse for not getting enough of it. Hopefully many of you will have been getting an excess of CPD, because after all the college requirements are only a minimum, there is no maximum, so we would encourage you all to do as much as possible, as this results in better practice, makes us better clinicians, which in turn makes us happier clinicians, but most importantly, it leads to better patient care. Now, having extolled the virtues of virtual CPD, I now want to say that there is still much to gain from in-person, hands-on learning, and we should look to strike a balance between our CPD activities. Some things, like learning POCUS, need hands-on, literally, and there's also much to be gained from mixing, interacting, and being in the same physical space as your peers. Here in New Zealand, we have been able to do this with much more regularity than most of the world, it has to be said, but it does seem that physical events are opening up around the world now. So, it is 8 weeks until the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care Bootcamp Conference and Fellowship Dinner Weekend in Christchurch. Whether you need CPD points or not, this is an opportunity to have a weekend in the beautiful garden city of Christchurch, catch up with friends and colleagues, learn some new skills, debate urgent care, hear from leaders in medicine, eat, drink, and be merry. The weekend kicks off 8 weeks today with two workshops run by the Pegasus 24-Hour Surgery in Christchurch. There's an all-day urgent care POCUS workshop, which is ideal for anyone wanting to develop their point-of-care ultrasound skills. POCUS is going to be a big part of urgent care going forwards, so getting skilled in this area will future-proof your practice. 24-Hour Surgery is also holding two ACLS refresher courses, so if you are due, or behind in your recess requirements, this is a great opportunity to update yourself prior to the bootcamp weekend. For those of you around on the Friday evening, there are certainly a lot of things to do in Christchurch, but why not check out More Than a Medic? This is an evening of short talks being arranged by Dr. Sam Bartholomew. Each speaker is a medic, but one with a sense of adventure, and they will be talking about how they combine medicine and adventure. Entry is free, but donations are being taken to raise money for the Canterbury West Coast Air Rescue. Now, during the weekend, there will also be a currently secret project that Sam is organising for Saturday, which will be open to all attendees. And if you have seen Sam's talks at previous events, you know it will be exciting and a little bit different. If you've booked a ticket, you'll hear about this later in August. Then Saturday is the start of the boot camp proper. We will be in the conference centre of the Ridges in Latimer Square, and Saturday is all about short, 15-minute talks delivering the vital information that we need to know as urgent care clinicians. There is a broad spectrum of topics being covered, and we have fellows, registrars and nurse practitioners giving the talks. There will be questions and answers after each group of four talks, and there will also be exhibitors and educational posters around. On Saturday night, we have a black tie fellowship dinner. This is an evening to celebrate urgent care, present new fellows with their certificates, and just have fun. Then on Sunday, we have a morning of moderated panel discussions. These will be 45 minutes long and are designed to generate discussion around important topics to urgent care. Things like Maori health, nurse practitioners in urgent care, the ED urgent care interface, burnout, and how urgent care is funded. We have some great contributors lined up, and this will hopefully create valuable urgent care discourse. We have some VIPs attending the weekend, such as Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and Dr. Anna Clark from the Ministry of Health, Dr. Samantha Merton, President of the GP College, Professor Bruce Arrell, and the ASMS President, Dr. Julian Vias. We've sold many tickets already, but there are still some available. These are open to fellows, registrars, nurse practitioners, nurses, paramedics and medical students, anyone interested in urgent care. So regardless of whether you need CPD points, come along for a long weekend of urgent care learning and socialising in Christchurch. There are still spaces for the pre-boot camp POCUS and ACLS workshops, so please do get along to those as well. Details of how to get all tickets are available in the show notes, as are the links for the Burns webinar next week. So that was our 100th Urgent Bite, our 183rd podcast in total, and we are nearing our third year anniversary, having never missed a Friday upload. I hope people continue to find this useful and find the variety is broad enough and interesting enough for everybody. I'm always open to ideas, so if anyone has anything they want to hear or want to contribute, please get in touch. I have a long list of ideas and I'm slowly working on getting some new formats and contributors involved, but this is all done as an additional hobby and so time can get in the way. But do please get in touch via podcast at rnzcuc.org.nz. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.